And a very happy Friday morning, everybody. Friday, December 23rd, 2022. Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News Podcast, brought to you by the Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com. My name is Tom Drake. I know that because it's right here on my computer screen, and I am on board Oceania Serena, and we have arrived in St. John's, Antigua. St. John's, the capital city of the island of Antigua, part of the Lesser Antilles, and this one isn't lesser that. It's okay here. So, you know, there's a lot of nice beaches, some lobster things you could lunch you can do on the beach. The downtown area of St. John's hasn't changed in 30 years. The sidewalks still need to be fixed. The roads need to be paved, but that's the islands. They just, you know, I don't know where the money goes. I mean, all of this tourist business has to bring revenue in, right? I don't know where it goes. It's a busy day here, as it always is, because they built a new pier here so that they could bring in more ships at once. And so we share the port today with the Vision of the Seas, an older Royal Caribbean ship. Also, the Enchanted Princess is here. Yes, indeed. And why not? We have the Silver Dawn with us. And put your nose in the air. Silver Seas in the building. There's the duck. All right, get right to it. It's a busy Friday. I've been saying all week with holiday, Hanukkah and Christmas, everybody bails out. But I found some stories to talk about. This one I found in the New York Post, because yes, I read the New York Post. You know me. If you know me, you know I'm a New York Times guy or Wall Street Journal guy. I'm a New York Post tabloid guy. Love the headlines. And I saw this story because it involved cruising. And obviously, that's what I talk about here, or ramble, or... All right, I'm moving on. That duck's annoying. This is the headline, or the lead of the story in the New York Post. A 28-year-old Meta employee has found a way to see the world and be a couch potato too. Somebody went to school for journalism. Somebody got paid to write that direct right there. That is an awful opening to an article. Here's the story. If you don't know what Meta is, Meta's Facebook, or the Facebook company. They changed it. I don't know why. I knew it as Facebook. Now it's Meta. Anyway, this guy that works for Facebook, that's all you need to know, loves to travel. Austin Wells loves to travel, but he hates long plane rides and giving up his daily routine. Don't you want to reach through the computer and smack this person? Sorry, I shouldn't promote violence. Anyway, here's the deal. Young Austin here is paying very important to say that, it's $300,000. He's paying $300,000 for a 12-year lease on a ship called the MV Narrative, and he will have a 237 square foot studio. Let's start with the whopping $300,000. It's a 12-year lease. Divide 300 by 12. What does that tell you? It's a couple thousand a month, right? 2,400. So he's not going crazy with this thing. Here's the deal. This guy named Alistair Putin, not Putin, Putin, P-U-N-T-O-N, Alistair Putin, for the last 11 to 12 years, he's been trying to launch this company called Storylines. And if you read into it, it seems like just one giant story. But they've been trying to sell it, trying to build it. It is one of those resident-owned cruise ships where he wants to build a community of residents. And it's going to have everything on board. And you'll sail around the world and yada, yada, yada. You're right. There's the duck. First of all, if they ever build this ship, which they claim they will soon, it'll be ready by 2025, you can look this up. It's going to sail around the world. It's a liquid natural gas ship. Of course, it had to be. It's a sustainable ship. Sustainable? What was it? David Bowie? It's an LNG ship. I've said this numerous times. There's not a lot of places to get LNG. So you're not going to sail over the world yet. You better wait until there's places you can get it. You can't pick it up at your neighborhood gas station. It's going to have a post office on board. Okay, how does that work? All right? When you get into port, you can go to the post office. No, they're going to have a post office. Big deal. I hate to tear apart this guy's idea, but he's been trying to peddle it for a while. The rooms, you buy your own apartment. That's the pitch. Now, residence at sea has been around for a long time. I never thought that was a good idea, because when you buy a condo on a ship, you're buying the whole ship. It's not like buying a condo in a high rise in Miami where it's going to be around for quite a few years. A ship's 25 years, maybe 30 years lifespan of a ship. What happens after the 30 years? You have no resale value on this thing at all. So the people that buy these have a lot of disposable income and money to waste, so they do this. So this ship called the MV Narrative, Alistair Putin, Puntan, change that last name, buddy. Go with, like, O'Reilly. They just signed a contract to have the ship built in Split, Croatia. That's good. I like that. I like the Croatians. Give them something to do. And they hope to have it done by 2025. They haven't cut the steel yet. They haven't done anything other than get a lot of stories written. So you can, if you have nothing to do, you can Google storylines and read about it. I don't know. But let's go back to the guy that's going to pay a whopping $300,000. I say $25,000 a year. Come on. And this is the guy's thing. He says, I'm going from this model where you want to go somewhere, you pack a bag, you get on a flight, you rent a room, to his own condo with his own gym, his own doctor, and his own dentist. This is a guy that's never been on a cruise ship in his life. This is the sucker of the week, that guy. All right. I know nothing about the Galapagos, except my friends Ron and Marge, they went to the Galapagos, and they love the Galapagos. I don't know. It sounds like something the doctor needs to give you a salve for. I got a bad case of Galapagos. And man, it itches too. Well, the A&K Travel Group, I talk about them often. That's Abercrombie and Kent. That's Jeffrey Kent and Manfredi Lefebvre, former owner of Silver Sea, now owner of Crystal Cruises. They are partnering up, and I know the limited amount of people that listen to this Drek every day. You are into this. You are into going places and doing eco adventure. And so they've partnered up. They put an equity investment in a company called Eco Ventura. It's headed by a guy named Dunn. What's his name here? I don't know. Santiago Dunn. And he's one of the experts of the Galapagos. So look into this. Eco Ventura with the A&K behind it, because you know they don't do anything cheap and they don't do anything bad, but they've partnered up now. Jeffrey Kent said he's looking forward to working with Santiago Dunn. They've known each other for years, and they're all going to get together and charge you a friggin' fortune to go to the Galapagos, which is, I never knew where they were. They could have been off the coast of Bermuda, for all I knew. They are off the coast of Ecuador. And I guess there are very few companies that go there, and you go on a small ship, and you go down and you look at a coral reef, and there's the duck. I know. Whenever I lose my mind, the duck just gets in the middle of it. Anyway, so just to mention, Eco Ventura. This is the job of this podcast, is to tell you things you probably wouldn't have found out about unless you listen to this. And now, if you're into the Galapagos, or if you've ever had your Galapagos, check it out. I did mention this is Christmas week, so everybody's struggling for stories. So this is a story, I think it was in Cruise Industry News. It's about the amount of food that's on Cunard this Christmas. If you care, on the Cunard ships, which I think are Queen Victoria, the Queen Mary II, the Queen Elizabeth, is there three? Maybe there's four. This year, during the Christmas time, they will have 90 turkeys, 4,000 mince pies, 2,400 Christmas puddings, and over 1,200 bottles of champagne. That's what's on the menu for the Cunard passengers over Christmas. And this is a story that whatever editor of whatever magazine I got it from thought was interesting. The only thing I found interesting, I don't believe this, according to this article on the Cunard ships, and I should have looked it up. I think there's three. You can look it up. Maybe there's four. They will have a combined 3,000 Christmas trees. No. At the most, they have five ships. So what is that, 600 Christmas trees on each ship? No. Did anybody do any due diligence here? I can't believe that's true. According to Sturi Mermil, that's his name, S-T-U-R-E-M-Y-R-M-E-L-L. Sturi Mermil. He's the president of Carnival United Kingdom. And he said, in addition to seeing our 3,000 Christmas trees, passengers can attend seasonal shows and concerts. Really? We had no idea that was going to happen there, Stir. Anyway, I don't, you know, they got to put something in the magazines and the online, so there you go. 90 turkeys. I think whoever wrote that article is a turkey. I don't do politics, but man, oh man, if you live in the United States and you're not wondering how in the hell they're going to pass a $1.7 trillion spending bill 3 days, whatever it is, 12 days before we change the management of the House of Representatives, full of pork, full of bull. We're going to name a building after Nancy Pelosi. Oh, well, shut up, Tom. This is what I'm upset about. I mentioned it last week. Boeing was lobbying to have this in this omnibus spending bill, and it's going to pass. It now says that you won't You won't have to have upgrades to your cockpit alerting system in order to have the planes certified. Let me say that again. You can get your plane certified without further upgrades to your cockpit alerting system. I'm not going there. This is a family podcast. Here's the problem. Here is the problem. Let me see if I have it right here. Where is it? Oh, there it is. This is an article out of Australia, ABC News Australia, or one of them. Boeing's troubled 737 MAX planes. You know, they crashed twice, killed 346 people. They parked them for 2 years. It messed up Southwest big time because they have a lot of these big planes. Now, since that has happened, there have been more than 60 mid-flight problems reported by pilots in the 12 months after they certified the planes. There have also been situations where they lost partial control of the plane and where they declared mid-flight emergencies. And the politicians in Washington, D.C. are screwing around with the FAA and putting this in the why do they have to call it the omnibus? What is an omnibus? That's like a big bus? That's the bus we do at tours? Look this up. This is frustrating. I don't know who your congressperson is. You can't say man. But it's horse. You know what it is. I mean, don't screw around with the FAA. Leave it alone. All right. Where's the duck? What time are we at? All right. I'm having a weird Friday. I didn't want to put this story in, but again, I'm on a soapbox today. Another passenger has lost their life on a ship. This was on the Carnival Legend. This just happened, right? They won't say what happened. This is what they said. They said because, out of respect to the family, we're not going to tell you what happened. Well, according to people on board, they'll tell you. Because, you know, guests, they'll call up CNN themselves. The guy fell off the balcony, hit a lifeboat, right? And depending on the ship, it's Carnival Legend, they have the new lifeboats now that'll hold 450 people. They're pretty wide. The standard lifeboat, you would bounce off and head to the water. But the new ones, you can probably just ride like a Tom Cruise movie. But this poor guy, how do you fall off a balcony? I'm so tired of hearing this. Is the cruise industry going to have to put up glass, you know, there is no more balconies? You know, that's crazy. I'm out of my mind. All right, let's leave with what should be a very good story. I read this. This happened the other day. The Symphony of the Seas, Royal Caribbean Symphony of the Seas, rescued 22 Cubans who were trying to make it to Key West, and whatever they were floating on wasn't working, and there they were. By the way, this is a sidebar to this story. I forget what part of the world we were in, but the captain of the ship has to be very careful because it looks like they're in distress, and they're not in distress. They want you to pick them up and then take them somewhere and like a free ride kind of a thing. In this case, 22 people trying to make it to the United States, and I don't know why, because I don't want to get into politics, but I'm about to do it again. You know, we used to have a law called the Feet Dry Law. Not a law, it was Bill Clinton put it in. They actually reinterpreted a law, and they said, okay, if a Cuban gets to the United States on a boat and gets their feet dry, they get to stay. In fact, years ago, I wrote a joke because I lived in Fort Myers, Florida, and Port Royal in Naples, like Palm Beach. It's incredibly wealthy. I mean, big mansions. And sadly, there were a group of Cuban individuals who, on a raft, made it around Key West and ended up crashing off Port Royal, and were running down the streets of Port Royal because once they got their feet in the ground, they get to stay. That was the rule. And of course, they're running through Port Royal, all the rich people, and the rich people opened the door going, oh look, the new help is here. Terrible to do Christmas week. Well, here's the deal. That law, thanks to Barack Obama, that doesn't work anymore. He banned it. So this is amazing to me. If you make it across the water 90 miles on a boat made out of nothing and you land, you're going back. These 22 people that were rescued by the Symphony of the Seas and they saved their lives, they're going back. They don't get to stay. So you know what they're doing now? They're trying to get to Mexico by water. And then once they get to Mexico, they come across the border. And that's called the Dusty Foot. It's a new slogan they have for it. The Dusty Foot refers to Cubans that immigrate to the U.S. through Mexico after they made it from Cuba. Look, that's just crazy. You know, I have a heart of gold, don't we all? Everybody I know that cruises. That's weird. I mean, if those 22 people wanted to risk their lives, I mean, really risk their lives to get to the United States, get them a job on a cruise ship. We can use the help. All right. On a happy Thursday. No, it's Friday, you moron. On a happy Friday. Should I retape this? Nah. My wife will tell me later when she listens to it. Why do you sound so angry? I don't know. It could be because I have a bad case of a Galapagos. Oh, man. And a little rash. Have a good Friday. Talk to you tomorrow. Monday through Saturday. The podcast of a lifetime. See you.